Here with me, I've got Ron Rockhold, who is a board member, I believe, with the Ohio Corn Growers.
20 years.
You're a farmer.
Farm in southern Fayette County. And I've been on the board for going on 20 years now, so I'm one of the old-timers.
Well, what do you think about the show this year? I mean, we're near the end of the second day, so your impressions at this point.
I think it's a great show. I come every year. I work one day for the corn growers at our barn here on the grounds, and then me and my brother come up for a day to take in all the sites. So, yes, I spend 2 days here. I think it's a great thing for agriculture.
Well, we got to see some corn harvested today, too. And from what I understand, I talked to one of the combiners, and he said that they were getting 130 to 150 bushels and about 18 to 20% moisture. So does that sound pretty good to you or what?
Well, I think it's going to be good in certain areas this year. I think that in Fayette County that we are expecting a little more yield than that. But with the Ike windstorm the other day, I don't know what to think because we've got a lot of corn that's down. It's going to be ugly to harvest. So.
Well, we're going to hope for the best for those who were affected that way by that windstorm because, it does sound like it was pretty devastating. Well, what's kind of the message that Ohio Corn Growers has here for the farmers that are coming out and coming by your booth this year?
Well, we're kind of a political arm. I mean, I'm on the grower board, and we're kind of a political arm, and we're explaining the farm program, the benefits of acres that we lobbied for in Congress and got passed, and talking about the renewable fuel standard that's even more important than even the farm bill because it increased the demand for corn and has raised the price of corn to where farmers are getting their money from the market now instead of from the government, That's what I've always wanted to see since I've been on the corn growers is to get our income from the market instead of a government subsidy. So,
well, I know we got a pretty clear difference with our presidential candidates when it comes to that RFS and their position on it, and it looks like that is something that you're trying to help educate growers about.
Yes, and we're not trying to sway them one way or the other. We're just saying what is in both platforms and what they need to know and the pressure they need to put on their future elected officials for your own benefit as far as your income. I mean, it's an important issue.
Great. Well, thanks for taking a minute to talk with me here at the Farm Science Review. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.